You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joined in studio with the one, the only, Monkey Freaking Do. How are we, guys?
Hello, we're Monkey Do.
Hi.
We're doing great. Thank you, Maddie and Sam.
No worries, guys.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for asking, Pato.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. How is everyone rating their Monday out of 10?
Monday.
I rate it like maybe.
I was gonna say the same fucking thing.
It's a solid like 9.
Solid 9. Awesome. Well,
Mac,
you guys,
how's your Monday?
Okay from Mac. You guys won Bring the Noise.
Wait, did we?
Yes, you did.
Holy shit, congrats, guys. We won Bring the Noise. Wait, that's awesome.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
No worries. Yeah. How was the experience of Bring the Noise? Did you bring the noise?
It was awesome.
I'd say so.
We brought the noise.
It was awesome, yeah.
Hell,
it was a very fun night.
Yeah.
Just lots of cool talent. The whole thing. It was. We were pretty gobsmacked to win.
Awesome.
But we're pretty proud of each other.
I was very surprised when I got messaged at like midnight saying we did it. Full stop.
We did it.
That could mean a lot of things.
That could mean anything.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Heck yeah! And with such a prestigious win, I imagine there were some celebrations. What did you lot get up to?
We kind of said like yay.
And we went to sleep.
And we dreamed of a beautiful world, and we woke up to that
Look
same
how
world.
Beautiful the world.
We are the world.
We are the children.
What 3 songs did you guys play? Did you play original songs to take out a crown?
Someone else want to take this away?
We played Satellite. Brackets, Queen's Drive, and then we played Melt, and then we played one called The Novelty, Will Wear Off.
Awesome.
And those are like the 3 really good ones.
The only three actually good ones. Good Monkey songs.
How would you describe your sound?
Loud.
Yeah. Good. Hopefully.
Good. Loud and good.
And nice and loud. Cohesive.
And angry, but sometimes not.
Why do you think you're so angry?
Because what is there not to be angry about, Maddie Buns?
Name one thing to be angry about.
Poverty.
And you know what? You got me there. You got me there, Rowan.
Got you there.
Word up. And now we've got kind of like a fantasy league question for you.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. If you had to play one album by another band in full as a gig, what album would it be? Where would you play it and why?
Do we have to play it well? Can we just play it?
Up to you.
Play a CD of it?
Sex, Socialism, and Science by Uno Juno. But I don't. That's close enough.
I'll let it slide.
Where would you play it?
Like Pearl Diver, I think, is my favorite place to play.
Think bigger. You could play anywhere in the whole entire world.
Star Island.
You could play on the moon.
One of those like abandoned nuclear power stations, so they just have like really, really massive reverb.
Yeah.
In the elephant's foot.
At Chernobyl.
I reckon we could do.
In Auckland, like Mount Wellington. There's this cube. I don't know, it used to be like a water tank or something. It's like underground. There's this like hatch that you can...
Oh, and you like, slide through on like a skateboard? Yeah.
No.
No?
No, no, no. It's like a staircase. Like this metal staircase that roll down into, and it's just... And it, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I've been there.
So you play in the weird metal cube
underneath Mount Wellington.
Is it bigger than the, you know, the Wynyard Quarter silos?
I don't think I know the one.
Like up on the Auckland waterfront?
I don't know.
There's like a bunch of real big concrete like storage tanks, and they've opened a bunch of them for like art exhibits.
Oh, sure.
And they have like noise gigs in there.
Oh, sick.
That's yeah.
It's pretty, it's amazing.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Meow. What are you most excited about in the prize pack for your win of Bring the Noise 2026?
We're in quite a lot of debt, so the $750 is going to feed us for a couple more weeks.
That's good. Keep the monkey doers alive.
But also, everything else is pretty cool too. We're very excited to record at Sublime. I think that's a huge. That's something that's crazy. We can't imagine doing that. Yeah.
We've got like the guarantee and also kind of the duty now to record a second album. So
we were sort of thinking about making an EP anyways, and then it was like, oh, now we can just like do that, eh? Which is good.
Hell yeah.
And on that note, do you have any sort of hints at your plans for what you're going to get up to while you're at Sublime?
Eat lots of
EPs,
food.
Singles.
Yeah. I think
what's the move?
We'll see what music we create in the time being, and we'll see what sort of like musical receptacle we want to like release that into the world. And you know, maybe we might have a new selection of songs that we think sort of works as well as like a sort of 4-song EP, or maybe we sort of start creating stuff that we're like, yeah, this is another album. We say another album without even having our first album out, but.
That's what the $750 is.
That's what the $750 is we need.
No, to finish the first one.
Well, so I'm very excited to do a music video.
Oh yeah.
I think that'll be cool.
What plans have you got for your music video?
I think the recording is sort of the one thing that I think we'll do like quite separately, and then all the other stuff we're probably gonna use like for promotion for the album. So we'll do one of the songs on the album. But I think we could have quite a lot of fun with it.
I reckon.
I heard that Amanita had quite a few like requests that didn't make it through.
Yes.
So I think we'll throw everything we can at the wall, monkey style.
Yep.
And see what sticks.
Awesome. Like a banana.
Like a banana. Yep. We'll make a banana time lapse. Banana rotting time lapse. How to basic. Yeah.
That's actually a really fun idea.
I like that. Write that down.
Is beer drinking time lapse.
Yes. With a chopstick.
Studying until I finish the beer.
Drinking beer with a chopstick.
Do you have any pre-gig or post-gig rituals, or like a post-gig snack that you like always get?
I think a pre-gig ritual we have.
Put our hands in and we yell out, monkey do!
Monkey
do! That's not true.
Monkey do! On three! Yeah. Friendship forever!
Yeah,
I think the biggest pre-gig ritual we have is we all walk on stage before
and
we start playing.
Yeah, and then we
like set up our gear and make sure it's all good.
Like a pretty standard kind of thing.
We coined it. So every other band that does that is like they sort of copied us.
Right.
So when you see other bands going on stage before they start playing and then like setting stuff up, that's a Monkey Do copyrighted.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay, maybe I'll boo the next band I see do that.
Unless it's Monkey Do.
Unless it's Monkey Do.
Yeah. Do you want us to like chant something while you do it?
Whatever comes to your heart, Sam.
Okay.
Monkey Do is all about letting off what's on your chest and just like, you know, being at one with the world and yourself.
Did you sacrifice any goats to score You Bring the Noise?
Only LeBron.
That's pretty nice.
Bro. So sorry to LeBron's family, but it had to be done.
Speaking of LeBron, you know, the GOAT, the top of the table, the undisputed greatest, we have a bit of a ranking challenge or a question type of deal for you lot.
Okay.
Top three Monkey Do members, go.
Top three.
How many people are Jackson?
Jackson, our driver.
Yeah.
Harriet. Our number one heckler.
Yeah. And then Cam.
And Cam.
Number three.
Okay. Number three. Awesome.
He plays the drums. And he's also here, but he hasn't said anything yet.
Cam, say something
into the mic.
Hola, amigos. We're doing well.
Just to clarify, Pato is the Spanish one. But
Cam likes to pretend.
Cam can do it too.
I was hoping that question would lead to a fight in the booth, but it hasn't.
Really
it's pretty unanimous. We think about these things all the time.
Yes. Do you? Yes. What else do you think about all the time? What are your top three most thought about thoughts?
The concept of thought itself.
That's a good one.
I like thinking about that too.
Yeah. Cheese?
I was actually thinking that one.
Yeah.
But then I was going to try and think of like a specific cheese, but I think it's cheese in general.
Cheese in general.
And then like novelties.
Novelties
of life and stuff.
Yeah.
Like fidget spinners.
Yeah.
Loombans
are pretty good. I miss Loombans.
We should bring back Beyblades.
Oh, we should.
Yeah. I really, really wanted a Beyblade as a kid. I used to like watch all the other kids like play with Beyblades. I was like, that's the coolest thing ever. But I didn't have one.
Over the weekend, I bought a little Transformer toy. It's one of these that you like a blind box, and you get to build it yourself, and that's really cool.
That's really cool. Like, do you guys have those like Diablo things that were like the plastic things with the strings?
Yeah, I had one of those.
They were awesome.
I didn't have the string, so it was just like a.
Oh, it was just like a plastic thing.
It was just like a plastic thing, and I would just like juggle it around and stuff.
Now, do you have the sticks without the string?
I think I might have just had the sticks, and then I think I
Are you aware that you can buy string?
Well, string hadn't been invented at the time.
Right.
And we didn't know how long it was yet.
True, because, how long is a piece of string?
Like, they were like, how much string would you want? And I was like, I don't know.
How long is a piece of string?
How long is a piece of string? And then they said, get out of the store.
How long is a piece of string?
At least three.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
It's like three-ish.
Three-ish? Give or take?
Awesome.
Like, give or take three.
Yeah.
Three units
of measurement.
I saw a really, really good noise band over the weekend called Three Sick Horses, so shout out if any of those people are listening. Completely irrelevant.
That's another one to the horse band.
The horse band.
That's more
so
productive than the current
horses.
Conversation.
The horse versus bands.
Yes.
The horses.
What other horse bands are there? There is just horse.
There's horse. There's a band called Horses with a Z. There's Feeble Little Horse. There's a band called Band of Horses. There's a band called Horse Girl.
Horse Jumper of Love.
Horse Jumper of Love.
Something with the ponies, isn't there?
Scapegrace.
That doesn't count. That song's for horses.
There's like the DJ Horse Girl with like two eyes as well as the band Horse Girl.
Mm. Pony Club.
Yeah.
Would Monkey Doo ever cover Pink Pony Club?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done it yet, but I do still really want to cover Dance Monkey by Tones and I.
Can you not, please?
I think you guys could make it good.
I think we will. I think we have a tendency of playing bad songs like our originals and doing covers of them and making them sound better.
Wow.
That's how we make our like original sound good, is that we write them, we go, this is really bad, and then we do a cover of it.
Right.
You always have to play covers of things. Otherwise, it just doesn't
Otherwise,
work.
You don't make it. Yeah. You can't make it unless you play covers.
Unless you play a cover.
Yeah. Find that cover band.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to cover?
Monkey do.
My body when I put clothes on in the morning.
That's good.
When you're making a loaf of bread and you have to put a tea towel over it to let the dough rise,
letting it have a little nap.
But then sometimes the dough gets stuck to the tea towel and then it's really, really annoying and it kind of delays the satisfaction of making bread.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
My flatmate make bread. He's got a Dutch oven. He does in the Dutch oven.
Yeah. Is your flatmate the fucking the Hansel and Gretel witch?
He's just a guy.
What is your house made of candy?
Fact check, is my house made of candy?
Not the house I've been to, but maybe you've got another one out the back where you keep all the kids.
Whoa. Okay, moving on.
Anyway, our final question for you before you've got questions for us, maybe, I don't know.
I actually do have a question for you guys, so.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask this final question of you, and then you can ask us a question.
Yeah.
Is there anything exciting coming up in the Monkey Dooniverse that we need to know about?
Moo.
Or something like that.
Yeah, my bad. So we just have to kill this guy first.
Okay. Yeah.
We are playing at least. Stop laughing! We're playing at least two more shows before the end of the year.
That's very exciting.
One of which I spent like 3 hours making a poster for just before, which is why it was a little bit late.
We did notice.
Probably. And that's true. And hopefully we will have one single songle out by the end of the year.
Yay, I'm so excited for the single songle to come out. Shut up, Rowan.
Are you guys going to call your documentary Monkey See?
I feel like we kind of have to.
I think you do as well.
Yeah, sure. Fine.
Don't you dare moo again.
Bah.
Okay.
Okay,
Where's the duct tape?
Noah's Ark is here right now.
My question for you guys is, what is your least favorite Monkey Doo song?
You don't even know any Monkey Doo song.
It's just like, describe it, like sing it. Sing it.
Name
three songs.
Well,
the problem is they're all really mediocre.
They're not good.
I'm kidding.
They all
I'm
sound
kidding.
The same. We actually use one chord for the whole thing.
I thought I'd notice that.
Yeah. I think I really like, I like Satellites a lot, but that's not my least favourite. I think my least favourite is probably the one where Rowan's singing and Cam's on the drums.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure it's the one where like Mac plays the bass.
Yeah. Wait, is Pato in that one?
Yeah, Pato playing like Pato's in there and he's playing the guitar.
Oh, the guitar.
Mac does a little bit of singing as well.
Two like that.
Yeah. No, it's that one that's like half an hour, 45 minutes long, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you do a set and you only play one song.
Yeah, it's the longer
it's that one that lasts the whole set. Yeah.
That one, nice. Yeah, I don't like that one.
I despise that one.
No. I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Did you know that Monkey Doo is just one guy?
I did actually. Yeah.
I heard that rumor. We can actually see him up in the ceiling. He's got like a bunch of marionette strings.
Yeah.
And now he's got
the
them
last
all
time
around
we
pretending.
Were interviewed. I was trying to tell the girl interviewing us that Rowan puppets us around like flesh makers, and I thought
George Orwell.
And she didn't put that in the article, unsurprisingly. But I was like, yeah, no, Rowan just like, you know, like controls us all like flesh puppets.
Right. It's Rowan's world, and we're just living in it.
All of you know, Radio 1 listeners.
Radio 1.
That Rowan.
Radio
all, like,
1, like Radio 2, Radio 3, Radio
Cam, do you have a question for us?
Radio 500, Radio 1.
I don't know. I don't really know. And
Rowan has lost mic privileges.
And we've turned off Rowan's microphone. Mac, if you would like to say anything, please let us know and we'll turn it back on for you. Rowan, stop looking at me like that. Pato, do you have a question?
Ariasto, yes. That's how you are.
Oh, yeah. True. Do you have another one? Or is that... Does that... Or the only question you know?
I'm not one for conversation.
Okay. Right. Sorry. Well, that's all... Okay. Yes, Rowan.
Hello.
Well, that's all...
Our brains are monkey do.
Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, we're just disappointed.
Can we, guys, can we all go get ice cream after this?
Yeah, that would actually
I actually had to go to the grocery store, so we're like, I think we can get ice cream beforehand.
Me and Mac are going
to
go Peg and Save, I think.
Yeah. We should just up and get ice cream.
Okay.
Please?
Yep.
Maybe you'll get
okay.
I'm a,
well, thank
what's
you
your
guys?
Ice cream order?
Oh.
Yeah. In a cone.
Yeah. What flavor?
The yummiest.
Which is...
Well, depends on the place, right?
Well, yeah.
That's a good point. The yummiest one at that specific...
Yummiest per capita.
Rob Roy.
Real free ice cream.
Yeah, fire. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you, Maddie Barnes.
This is Mikey Doo.
Do we have to apologize to the listeners for that?
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry about that, guys.
We won't bring the noise again, guys. We're sorry.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, it won't happen again.
It won't happen again.
But yeah, they won't bring the noise, which is hashtag awesome.
Yeah.
And
we've got real.
We do actually love them. We just pretend to be mean to them.
Yeah, we've been interviewing Evil Monkey Doo today.
Hashtag music, hashtag friends.
Hashtag Rowan's got his finger up again. God.
Due to unforeseen circumstances, we are very sorry to announce that we will continue performing together as a band for the time being. And we're very sorry to all of our fan about this.
Do you guys want to plug the Instagram as well while you're at it? Because
Monkey Doo.
.band.
Just look up Monkey Doo on Instagram. And with it, whichever one has the least amount of followers is us.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.